1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. In an ABC News exclusive, we're hearing from some of the local SWAT team members from Butler, Pennsylvania, who were on duty during former President Trump's rally during which he got shot, including Jason Woods.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened.
Higher, especially among independents, in the latest ABC News Ipsos poll, Democrat Kamala Harris. Lower, especially among independents, Republicans Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance. Millions in the U.S. and Canada are under alerts about air pollution from wildfires in western areas spreading south and through western areas. The fires include the biggest in California, the north near Chico. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The Park Fire destroying dozens of homes and buildings, scorching more than 350,000 acres. The fire now 12% contained, one of more than 100 wildfires burning in the west.
I'm Jacqueline Lee, this is ABC News. Team USA's medal count at the Paris Olympics stands at 12, including three gold medals in swimming. Simone Biles shaking off a calf injury to post an impressive gymnastics all-around score. Teammate Suni Lee also qualified for Thursday's individual all-around competition. ABC's Inez de la Quatera in Paris on Biles.
She did amazingly well, especially on the vaults. She got an amazing score on the vaults, and she landed two of her signature moves. Suni Lee also doing very well, so this will be the first time now we have two all-around champions coming face-to-face in the all-around finals, both from Team USA.
USA basketball sailed to a victory in their opening matchup, beating Serbia 110-84. Kevin Durant with an impressive 23 points. 39-year-old LeBron James not far behind with 21 points. Marvel Studios kicked off its return to San Diego Comic-Con, announcing Robert Downey Jr. would return to Marvel's films, but not as Iron Man, but as Dr. Doom, one of the upcoming Avengers movies. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios in downtown Madison. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Rocker, we still got lots of show ahead of us, man. What's coming up?
We sure do, Jimmy. Phil Kegley, he's in town from Austin for a show here at the Comeback Inn tonight, and to do some recording and his new recordings. We're going to hear all about that and all about his Wisconsin adventure. Wisconsin Naked Mile organizer Ralph McCarthy, we'll be talking to him on the phone about this crazy event he has going on. Dusty Bo, Louisville, Kentucky, interview with Terry Barr. He's playing at Atwood Fest on Saturday night. And live in the lair, Jimmy, Mojo Perry, solo cigar box performance, playing Atwood Fest. He's opening. He's opening for Dusty Bo.
That Dusty Bo, right.
I had to find it there on my paper. So, right. So
it's the nudity to get, the nudity hat got your tongue, Rocker.
Oh, I'm sure of it, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're all choked up over there. I could tell. Hey, these guys are opening up the Luther Allison stage on Sunday at Atwood Fest. It's Cruisin' Round. Here's their song, It'll Be All Right. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got the time.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music that's cruising round and Find My Way. It'll be all right for a double dip of cruising round. They're going to be on the Luther Allison stage. What was that, Sunday night, Rocker?
Sunday, July 28th at noon, Jimmy.
That's going to be a fun day as well. What, Elizabeth Mary's on that stage. And there's been a lineup change, too. I understand some good friends of ours are stepping up to play in that spot.
That's right, Jimmy. Let's see. Let's take a look at, I'm going to AtwoodFest.com right now. So the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 28th, Cruisin' Round opens up at noon, and then Jed and Company is going to play where Sia Tolno played. They had some visa problems, actually for the second year in a row, so we're sad to hear that. Getting into the country, I guess, isn't easy. So we'll have Jed and Company taking their place. That's a Dead tribute band from right here in Madison. And then Elizabeth Mary Band into Parker Barrow. And Parker Barrow, Jimmy, boy, that's the hidden gem this year.
I think so. Looking forward to Atwood Fest. You can get all the details, the full schedule, and all the questions answered at AtwoodFest.com. We're talking about some public nudity today. Kind of public nudity. What do you think of like nudie beaches, nudist colonies, nudist recreation areas? It's pretty cool. The other day I was scrolling around online. I came across this event in Cambridge, Wisconsin at Valley View Recreation Club, Rocker. And first of all, the flyer is the Naked Mile Challenge. We'll talk about some of the fun things you can do. But first, let's talk and introduce Ralph McCarthy, live from Valley View Recreation Area. Ralph, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Well, good evening. Thanks for having me.
You know, thanks for joining the show on such short notice. And I'm sure you thought, why is this guy reaching out to me on a Friday night trying to ask me to go on a radio show? But I really found it interesting. Talk about the event here, the Naked Mile. Actually, before we get to that, Rocker and I were just wondering, are you naked right now, Ralph?
Actually, I am. I just came from the swimming pool.
All right.
So I could be on this call with you, yeah.
So everybody was sensitive eyes.
It's, it's paradise out here, gentlemen. It's paradise.
Cambridge is a great little community. It has to be a lot of fun. What is the community's response, Cambridge response, when you opened the place out there?
You know, it's funny you say that. Let's take it one step further. So we had a couple private events, naked events, about a year and a half ago at a bed and breakfast, and that made the village of Oakland's town hall meeting. And then we also had a private event at Cash and Olive Sports Bar. So we had a naked event in February, and believe it or not, the local officials were receptive of it. Number one, it's perfectly legal for us to have private events, and they were very receptive of it, and the owners welcomed us. So it was very positive. So the club itself has been around 75 years. So we're one of those hidden gems within the Cambridge area, and we're really getting out there. In other words, we have public Highway 12 cleanup. We have events for vendor events where we're trying to get out to the public. So we embrace this, and we want the public to come in and join us.
I had no idea that Valley View was around for 75 years. That's amazing. Now, I think you mentioned to me last night on the phone that you've been there for 5 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. How did you get into it? What was your inspiration to buy Valley View and do what you're doing now?
Yeah. Well, it's the people. So we went to a naked hotel takeover. I met some people there over 5 years ago, and I wanted to do something for the camp. And so the idea of the Naked Mile came out, and it was a crossover between how do we have a fun event that brings in new and young people? How do we have an event? I'm a business networker. So how do we bring in vendors? How do we kind of cross over this little bridge? And the camp is not used to vendors. So it was a welcoming for the camp to bring in new vendors. It was a welcoming to bring in a new idea to get young people to try nudism. And it's a fun activity. And then, of course, vendors want to make money. And so we have a high success rate year after year of vendors not only coming back, but vendors telling other vendors about our event. It really is a wonderful thing to embrace, which, by the way, you're more than welcome to come out and visit us on August 3rd. Come out for the day. It's really a fun day.
Now, Ralph, there are some creative challenges for attendees in the nude, including a bubblegum challenge, saltine and peanut butter whistle challenge, balls in a cup, even a suck-it challenge. Oh, boy, man.
Yep.
Tell us about your challenges and the purpose of these.
Yeah, you know, the whole point of it is just crazy, stupid fun. So everyone's going to be in groups of four or six. Every 5 minutes, you're going to go to a different fun challenge. And honestly, if you complete the challenge, great. If you don't, we're going to sign off on your scorecard. So at the end, you're going to receive a finisher's medal, just like you would if you ran a 5K. The challenges themselves are meant to be fun. Whipped cream challenge, eat a mini pie without your hands challenge, the balloon challenge, ping pong toss, a water bucket challenge. It's just a lot of crazy fun. You walk away. This literally is the camp's biggest single day event of the summer because it is just that much fun. And then we have a body painting festival where we bring in award-winning body painters. So if you want to be body painted, you want to watch the body painters. And then we have live music, which I don't know if I can hit on this. We have two different live entertainers, one of which is the BA band, which you've had on your show, I heard a few months ago. So we bring in, we embrace the community. We want them to come in because this is how we grow. And we want to grow and we want new people to experience the joys that we have that you cannot get anywhere else.
Does the band play naked?
You know, rumor has it this time around, part of them will play naked. And we're working on a new event next year, which, by the way, feeds into local band talent. I would love to come back on the show next year, which would feed into, as a little tease, we're going to do something amazing next year with local band talent that I think you're going to blow your socks away. You're going to want to come out and check it out.
I don't have any socks on right now, sir.
Well, there you go.
That's all he has on.
Ralph from Valley View Recreation Club is out in Cambridge. They got the Naked Mile Challenge coming up on Saturday, August 3rd. It sounds like a lot of fun. What do you say to your guests that have inhibitions? Someone who's just, I'm not sure if I'm taking off the clothes today, Ralph.
I get that question a lot. And quite honestly, within a matter of minutes, even less than 5-10 minutes, you'll get over that naked part right away. It just really is something that is freeing, and you'll get over it. It's not that big of a deal.
That's where the drink vodka lemonade comes in to play at the mile challenge.
Go. Yeah, all you can drink vodka lemonade. No, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, the ambitions, you get over it right away. And quite honestly, it has nothing to do about your perfect 10 or not. Everyone embraces everybody for who they are. It's not what you look like.
I think that's important to just to hit on real quick about this conversation. You know, it isn't about sex or anything like that. This is about being free, about being having something fun. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun. When I went to the nudie beach years ago, nothing bad happened. You know what I mean? Maybe a little sunburn in a place I didn't want to, but you can prevent that in a way.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly. And if I could just real shameless plug, we also host two different volleyball tournaments where we invite bar leagues, we invite volleyball teams to take the sport they love, come on in, and then just to play it naked for a tournament. It's a fun, unique tournament. So we're trying to embrace things that you would normally do on the outside world, only come on in and just do it naked. You mentioned the nudie beach. You cannot experience anything like it until you've actually experienced it. You can't describe it. So it's just wonderful.
I would imagine the resort is a lot different than the Mazo Beach back in the day. Hey, Ralph, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on with us. And please keep us posted with your events, especially when you got some local bands out there playing. We're always talking about local music here on Max Inc. Radio. So appreciate your time, brother. And thank you for sharing the fun event, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me. You guys
Thanks,
have
Ralph.
A good night.
Valley View Recreation Area out in Cambridge. There's the Facebook. You can also connect to their website from there. It's just such a fun event. Hey, another fun event that's happening up in Appleton is the Mile of Music the weekend of August 3rd. This band will be playing there live, 7,000 apart. Started a fire, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's
7,000 apart started a fire. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They're going to be at Mile of Music, which is happening August 1st through the 4th up in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's going to be a great time up there. I wish I could get up to the Fox Valley, but I'm sure if you're listening to us on WGBW or WISS in Oshkosh, you're heading down to Appleton, checking out the Mile of Music. Get the full details on their website and Facebook page. This band will also be at Mile of Music. It's Old Soul Society and Hurricane Heart on Max Inc. Radio.
My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like an anger. Pulsing, pounding through my veins. Slowly takes me under. So come on, hurry with the Novocaine. I can feel the danger. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like an anger. But we all get lost from time to time. I just don't think I'll get you out of my mind. The night gets hoarse to one side. I just don't think I'll get no sleep tonight. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like an anger. Pulsing, pounding through my veins. Slowly takes me under. So come on, hurry with the Novocaine. I can feel the danger. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like a canker. Thank you.
blood is like a hurricane. My heart is like an anchor, pulsing, pounding through my veins. It slowly takes me under. So come on, hurry with the Novocaine. I can feel the danger. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like a danger. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like a danger. Pulsing, pounding through my veins. Slowly takes me under. So come on, hurry with the Novocaine. I can feel the danger. My head is like a hurricane. My heart is like a danger.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Old Soul Society, Hurricane Heart, and they'll be at Mile of Music August 1st through the 4th up in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Phil Kegley is in the studio. We'll have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. He's going to play a song live for us, too, so that's going to be fun. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Phil Kegley and his song White Magic. Hey, don't forget, you can call or text the show right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text directly from the Civic Media app. Tom from New Berlin, he's watching the Brewer game and listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Good evening, Tom. Appreciate you tuning in.
Jimmy, Phil Kegley is a friend of the show, even going back to before we were on FM radio. Now, Phil Kegley is a producer and performer originally from Madison, Wisconsin, but he moved to Austin, Texas in 2014. Kegley now owns and operates How Much Studios, and back in Madison for a performance with his old bandmates tonight at the Comeback Inn and to reproduce their classic recordings. Phil Kegley, welcome back to Wisconsin and Max Inc. Radio. It sure doesn't seem like it's been 10 years.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it seems like just maybe a month ago, you and I were having a beer at the Caribou or something
like
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or, no, hey, but time flies. I mean, I'm glad to see that you're all doing the same thing, except like on a larger scale.
It is a larger scale. Hey, so we were talking about, we had Ralph on from Valley View, the nudist recreation area up in Cambridge earlier. Are you a big fan of nudity, or?
I mean, I remember.
Would you play a show?
What a question.
I remember, there's sometimes I'm in rare form that maybe there might be opportunities.
Yeah.
But I remember that Mazomani place, yep, you know, back
the
in the
Mazel
day.
Beach, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, if you had to do something nude, would it be peanut butter whistle challenge, water bucket challenge, or a drink of vodka lemonade challenge?
I mean, I don't know the details of that challenge and what it means, but I'm going to have to go with the lemon vodka one.
Okay.
The vodka lemonade.
Yeah.
That's the safe one. Well, let's start. Let's see. Tell us about Phil Kegley. How did you get into music, and what is your backstory?
I mean, I guess just like, you know, in the 90s grunge era, I listened to a lot of like Nirvana, Chili Peppers, all that kind of stuff, and just like thought that rock and roll was awesome, and like it just seeing what like what performers could do, you know, like just guitar solos and organs and things like that.
Was there a particular performer?
Oh yeah, John Frusciante, you know, particularly
from the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, from the Chili Peppers. I remember that, like, you know, just because I was a kid born in the mid 80s, so
they're okay with public nudity. The Chili Peppers.
Yeah. That's actually good.
Well, they at least have socks, Jimmy.
Well, that's by law in a lot of the places.
Hey, Phil, tell us about like your parents' role in your getting into music.
I mean, my dad always listened to Hank Williams Sr. and Johnny Cash and a bunch of old country and stuff, which was like, I didn't get it until later how
the
cool
outlaw
it was.
Country?
Yeah. And my mom's always been really supportive of, like, you know, trying to take me to lessons and stuff. But my sister was a huge influence on all the cool music that she listened to. It was like, pretty much I just stole all her CDs and... You know, is it
big
deal? Yes. Yeah.
So you were in Madison for quite a while. Then you moved to Austin and you have your studio down there. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Tell us about the studio and what you do there and what's so special about it.
So I have a business partner, Paul. He and I have been, you know, I've been personally working out of that building for a while in another studio. He and I merged to get this new rendition of it done. That kind of has a focus on video production and, you know, like helping bands get like a place to showcase their talents, like in live events. You know, we have like a little speakeasy cocktail bar vibe going on.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
In the studio. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And Austin's really friendly to music. Of course, South by Southwest is down there every year, but I've heard it compared to the Madison music scene or vice versa.
I would think so. I mean, it's really supportive culture. Like you think about what you have on the Isthmus here in Madison. It's like Austin just has like the same kind of, you know, small little pockets of people trying to do the same thing. So that's like, I love being that. And like, I get to be part of, you know, a country scene, a rock scene and everything. And there's still like very specific things within each of them, you know, like notable people.
Now, I heard maybe you're having some kind of a special for Madison musicians to come down to Austin and record with you. What's the Madison special you got going on?
Well, let's just say that if you're somebody from the Madison community that has enough of the, like, you know, the drive and courage to make it down to Austin and wants to like get a foot in the door, we pretty much offer this for any bands that like, hey, just come into the studio and need to pick up some content. That includes video, promotional reels, you know, maybe even a place to play. We do pay what you want. That's why we're like, how much? Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. So, yeah. So for a musician who might be on a budget or something like that, just trying to get their foot in the door or get something recorded so they can give up, you know, give it out as a demo or something like that.
Exactly. We encourage
that. Perfect for them.
Yeah.
Get rid of your snow tan and head down to Austin.
Yeah.
And that, really, not just the Madison music scene, since we're on throughout the state of Wisconsin, up in, you know, Appleton, Green Bay, La Crosse.
That's
Eau Claire.
Right. Wisconsin wide. Bring it down. Yeah.
Represent down in Austin Rocker.
Tell us about your studio bar sessions on YouTube. What's that?
The studio bar sessions are actually it's kind of like an ongoing program. It hasn't doesn't have total formatting quite yet. But it's like the kind of the concept is you just strip down. Well, hold on, not like the other concept that you had. it's a strip down like music performance, meaning just like acoustic or a duo or something like that. And the backdrop is our cocktail bar. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. This cocktail bar idea, I can almost picture it. It just seems so sexy.
It is. And you can picture it if you go to YouTube. And it's on How Much ATX is the handle. That's pretty much our handle on everything.
How much ATX?
Yeah. So YouTube, you can see studio bar sessions. That's inspired from my old Madison studio.
Oh, wow. That's right. Over at Spider Studios.
That's right.
Yes.
Another legendary place. Phil Keckley with us here in Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. Phil, one thing I'm really excited about is that you're reissuing your old albums. You have a lot of music recorded, too. Talk about this project and how people can get a hold of the music.
Well, what's cool is, Tone and Ryan are great friends of mine. I mean, I grew up with Ryan up in Wisconsin Rapids. And what we're doing is I noticed that I don't have any of my older stuff. Like, I have my new EPs on Spotify under my solo name, but I don't have the Phil Keckley Band stuff available. And I just decided to remix it. And We're Here to Rock, the debut album from the Phil Keckley Band. That's where I met youth from, actually, rockers. Like, that time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I remember. And, yeah, that's really great that you're going to do these albums. We still play the stuff from time to time.
Yeah, I bet.
Up here in Wisconsin, it still plays.
Yeah, you got the new mixes now. So it's
all
like,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. Phil, you're playing at the Comeback Inn tonight in Madison. How fun is it to reunite with your old bandmates?
Oh, my God, it's been a blast.
Have you been rehearsing with them?
Yeah. Yeah, we did rehearsal last night.
Nice.
And it was cool. Over at Acme Sound Studios over on Willie.
Oh, wow.
With Tim Consequence.
Oh, yeah. He used to be down in Spider Studios as well, didn't he?
Yes. Yep. Same thing. So it's all coming full circle now.
Wow. It's a Madison reunion with Phil Keckley and the Phil Keckley Band, and that's happening tonight at the Comeback Inn in Madison. Can we hear a song live? I see you brought a guitar.
I would love to play one
this
live.
This is a song. It's called Rockwell?
No. We're going to do One Thing Left to Acquire.
Okay. What's this song about?
Well, this song kind of ties into, you asked me about my family. This is like my family song. So it's like, it's just about like, it's about my destiny as the feeling of that it's my destiny to play music and about how I got there.
Wow. Well, let's hear this live song.
Yeah, go ahead and grab your guitar. We'll set you up here. Is Phil Keckley going to do a live song, kind of impromptu live in the lair.
Speaking a mini lair.
Speaking of which, Mojo Perry is live in the lair tonight at 9 o'clock. I cannot wait. He's kind of like Madison blues legend, and it's going to be fantastic. It's coming up at 9 o'clock.
I just saw him walk in the studio, Jimmy, so we're getting ready.
Excellent. In the meantime, it's Phil Keckley. You can see him tonight at the Comeback Inn. Not too many shows left at the Comeback here in Madison. Comeback Inn on Wilson Street. You guys good to go?
Okay.
All right. It's Phil.
Check, check, check.
Let me turn that on there. Go ahead and do that.
Check, check, check. All right. Thanks for having me in, guys.
Well, I got one thing left to acquire. Run it so lucky, it would save my life. Cause I'm down and it burns like a fire. And it calls like a soul, it will keep me alive. She loves me, but she's cold like the night when I sleep alone. She's as pretty as any other. She left me for somebody else.
Kegley, dude, it's great to see you again. I'm glad you're doing well, and you look great, sound great.
Thanks.
Oh, grab that microphone there.
Oh.
That one turned off now.
You got to get, yeah.
That's the singing mic. That's the talking mic, I guess.
Yeah,
I
thank you.
Hey, if people wanted to connect with you, are you pretty active on social media? If people wanted to reach out, ask questions, or get a hold of you for whatever
reason? Absolutely, all day, every day.
Yeah?
Unfortunately. What?
It's part of life. Now, how do we get a hold of you on social media, or do you got a .com?
I do have philkegley.com, and I also have Instagram is a great way for the studio resources. It's got all of what we do on there, and also YouTube, and personally, Phil Kegley.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Appreciate Thank you. You. Thank you guys for having
it's
me.
It's great to see you again, Phil Kegley. So I actually handpicked this band to play after you came in today, because you used to work with them and play with them quite a bit, Chaos Revolution Theory.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they, Nick, I think Nick just posted that, they're actually re-releasing or remastering some of their older music as
yeah.
well. So how cool
it's
is that?
It's exciting. It's about time, right? It's getting to be vintage music around these, you know.
It's going to be classic rock soon,
classic
Phil.
Rock.
Right. Let's do Chaos Revolution Theory. This is No Motorhome. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Yeah.
We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Chaos Revolution Theory and No Motorhome. Thanks to Phil Kegley for coming in tonight. Really appreciate. Great to see you again tonight. And don't forget, he's at the Comeback Inn tonight. You can go see him if you're looking for something to do. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Max Inc., original local music from Wisconsin. We're here until midnight. We got Live in the Lair with Mojo Perry coming up in just a couple of minutes. Actually, an hour away, Rocker. And some more Atwood Fest talk. Terry Barr is going to check in with an interview with
Dusty Bow.
Thank you, Rocker.
No problem, Jimmy. I just popped on just in time.
Hey, tell me about the Convergence one more time at Atwood Fest, because really this is the thing. The Convergence really kicks off Atwood Fest every year. It is so much fun. It's so family centered. Bring the whole family and make as much noise as humanly possible.
That's right. And there's a Convergence event on Facebook. If you find Atwood Fest on Facebook, and Convergence is four different parades basically through the streets of the neighborhood, and you get up to Atwood Avenue and the stage. Everybody marches in a big parade, bangs pots and cans and different stuff. Dresses in costumes, and then they meet at the stage, at the Luther Allison stage, Jimmy, and the Hamphibians lead each of these parades through the streets, and then there's a drum experience, a hand drumming experience with the Hamphibians, and that leads right into Pankermatic Steel, the eight or nine piece steel pan drum band that will be opening on the Luther Allison stage.
You can get all the details about the Convergence, the full band lineup, and everything you need to know about Atwood Fest. Atwoodfest.com. It's finally here. It's going to be here next weekend, and I'm super excited. It's one of the highlights of the year. I believe this is my 10th year.
This is the 10th anniversary of Atwood Fest.
Okay.
Atwood Fest. Of course, Atwood Summerfest started back in 1981.
All the history there.
Yes.
What band is there a specific band that you're just super excited about, either on the Luther Allison stage or on the Clyde Stubblefield stage?
You know, there are a lot of really good bands that I'm looking forward to, but one that we're bringing in from Nashville, they're called Parker Barrow. And Parker Barrow is just an amazing band. It's a husband-wife team, and the drummer and the singer, they're married, and they have this band, and they're kind of like, people thought, gosh, you guys are like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde cruising around all these cities and playing music instead of robbing banks. But so that Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker, you have Parker Barrow.
So is this a duel? Just the two of them on stage, right?
No. It's a full band.
It's a full band.
Yeah, they have backup singers. They have two guitar players. I mean, they're a rocking band. But, you know, the basis of the band is the duo.
And they're closing out the day on Sunday at the Luther Allison stage. It's going to be fun.
They are.
Hope to see you there. It's Atwood Fest 2024, the 10-year anniversary of Atwood Fest. Let's play some Parker Barrow right now. This is their song, Peace, Love, Rock and Roll. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.